thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we've been celebrating women's history all month long on the Mormon Channel, and it's actually National Women's History Month and, coincidentally, the anniversary of the formation of the LDS Relief Society, the largest and oldest women's organization in the world. Isn't that interesting? And we've spoken with historians on our show about women's roles in the modern and early church, and I really hope you've been able to get a sense about what an important role that women have played in building up the kingdom of God on the earth, not only just in their homes and with their children, but also in their communities and in the world at large for the incredible work and service that they perform. So prophets and apostles have been really adamant in making sure that the women of the church know how valued they are and what an important and equal role they play on earth and in eternity. So listen closely as a few of these men share their deep love for these righteous, influential women.
From age immemorial, societies have relied on the moral force of women. While certainly not the only positive influence at work in society, the moral foundation provided by women has proved uniquely beneficial to the common good. Perhaps because it is pervasive, this contribution of women is often underappreciated. I wish to express gratitude for the influence of good women. Women bring with them into the world a certain virtue, a divine gift that makes them adept at instilling such qualities as faith, courage, empathy, and refinement in relationships and in cultures. When praising the unfeigned faith he found in Timothy, Paul noted that this faith dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice.
God placed within women divine qualities of strength, virtue, love, and the willingness to sacrifice to raise future generations of his spirit children. Women are daughters of our Heavenly Father who loves them. Wives are equal to their husbands. Marriage requires a full partnership where wives and husbands work side by side to meet the needs of the family.
When he turned the key, the prophet Joseph Smith made the Relief Society an official part of the Church and Kingdom of God. This opened to women new opportunities for receiving knowledge and intelligence from on high, such as through the temple ordinances that were soon to be instituted. Similarly, as the prophet promised them in connection with their charitable service, if you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. End of quote.
During my professional career as a doctor of medicine, I was occasionally asked why I chose to do that difficult work. I responded with my opinion that the highest and noblest work in this life is that of a mother. Since that option was not available to me, I thought that caring for the sick might come close. I tried to care for my patients as compassionately and competently as mother cared for me. Because mothers are essential to God's great plan of happiness, their sacred work is opposed by Satan, who would destroy the family and demean the worth of women.
My dear sisters, you marvelous women who have chosen the better part, I stand in great admiration for all that you do. I see your hands in everything. Many of you are mothers, and that is enough to occupy one's full time. You are companions, the very best friends your husbands have or ever will have. Well, you dear women, I say thanks to you. Thank you for being the kind of people you are and doing the things you do. May the blessings of heaven rest upon you. May your prayers be answered and your hopes and dreams become realities. You serve so well in the church. You think it is so demanding. It is. But with every responsibility fulfilled, there comes a great reward.
That our Heavenly Father may ever bless you, precious young women, that He may inspire your dear mothers and guide your teachers and watch over you always is my sincere prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
To listen to more great content about women in the church, visit mormonchannel.org and lds.org this month. Also, don't forget to tune in on Saturday, March 26th, for the Worldwide General Women's Meeting for women of all ages 8 and older. And it's streaming live on mormonchannel.org starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.